Exodus chapter 36. Bezalel and Oholiab shall work with every wise-hearted man in whom Yahweh has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all the work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that Yahweh has commanded. Moses called Bezalel and Oholiab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart Yahweh had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to work to do it. They received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, with which to make it. They kept bringing free will offerings to him every morning. All the wise men who performed all the work of the sanctuary, each came from his work which he did. They spoke to Moses, saying, "The people have brought much more than enough for the service of the work which Yahweh commanded to do." Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman make anything else for the offering for the sanctuary." So the people were restrained from bringing. The stuff they had was sufficient to do all the work, and too much. All the wise-hearted men among those who did the work made the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twine linen, blue, purple, and scarlet. They made them with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman. Length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains had one measure. He coupled 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled to one another. He made loops of blue on the edge of the one curtain from the edge in the coupling. Likewise, he made in the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the second coupling. He made 50 loops in the one curtain, and he made 50 loops in the edge of the curtain that was in the second coupling. The loops were opposite to one another. He made 50 clasps of gold and coupled the curtains to one another with the clasp, so the tabernacle was a unit. He made curtains of goat's hair for a covering over the tabernacle. He made them 11 curtains. The length of each curtain was 30 cubits, and 4 cubits the width of each curtain. The 11 curtains had one measure. He coupled 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. He made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the coupling, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain which was outermost in the second coupling. He made 50 clasps of bronze to couple the tent together, that it might be a unit. He made a covering for the tent of rams. He made a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, a covering of sea cow hides above. He made the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood, standing up. 10 cubits was the length of a board, and a cubit and a half the width of each board. Each board had 2 tenons joining to one another. He made all the boards of the tabernacle this way. He made the boards of the tabernacle 20 boards for the south side southward. He made 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under the one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for its 2 tenons. For the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, he made 20 boards, and 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. For the far part of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards. He made 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle in the fair part. They were double beneath, and in the same way they were all the way to its top, to one ring. He did this to both of them in the 2 corners. There were 8 boards on their sockets of silver, 16 sockets under every board, 2 sockets. He made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the hinder part westward. He made the middle bar to pass through in the middle of the boards from one end to the other. He overlaid the boards with gold and made their rings of gold as places for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. He made the veil of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen with cherubim. He made it the work of a skillful workman. He made four pillars of acacia for it, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold. He cast four sockets of silver for them. He made a screen for the door of the tent of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen, the work of an embroiderer, and the five pillars of it with their hooks. He overlaid the capitals and their fillets with gold, and their five sockets were of bronze. Exodus chapter 37. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. Its length was 2.5 cubits, and its width 1.5 cubits, and 1.5 cubits its height. He overlaid it with pure gold inside and outside, and made a molding of gold for it around it. He cast four rings of gold for it in its 4 feet, 2 rings on its one side, and 2 rings on its other side. He made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He put the poles into the rings on the side of the ark to bear the ark. He made a mercy seat of pure gold. Its length was 2.5 cubits, and 1.5 cubits its width. He made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of beaten work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherubim at the one end, and 1 cherub at the other end. He made the cherubim of one piece with the mercy seat at its 2 ends. The cherubim spread out their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces toward one another. The faces of the cherubim were toward the mercy seat. He made the table of acacia wood. Its length was 2 cubits, and its width was 1 cubit, and its height was 1.5 cubits. He overlaid it with pure gold, and made a gold molding around it. He made a border of a hand's width around it, and made the golden molding on its borders around it. He cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put the rings in the 4 corners that were on its feet. The rings were close by the border of places for the poles to carry the table. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold to carry the table. He made the vessels which were on the table, its dishes, its spoons, its bowls, and its pitchers with which to pour out of pure gold. He made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of beaten work. Its base, its shaft, its cups, its buds, and its flowers were of one piece with it. There were 6 branches going out of its side, 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of its other side, 3 cups made like almond blossoms in 1 branch, a bud and a flower, and 3 cups made like almond blossoms in the other branch, a bud and a flower. So for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. In the lampstand were 4 cups made like almond blossoms, its buds and its flowers, and a bud under 2 branches of 1 piece with it, and a bud under 2 branches of 1 piece with it, and a bud under 2 branches of 1 piece with it, for the 6 branches going out of it. Their buds and their branches were of 1 piece with it. The whole thing was of 1 beaten work of pure gold. He made its 7 lamps, and its snuffers, and its snuff dishes of pure gold. He made it of a talent of pure gold, with its all its vessels. He made the altar of incense of acacia wood. It was square, its length was 1 cubit, and its width 1 cubit. Its height was 2 cubits, its horns were of 1 piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top, its sides around it, and its horns. He made a gold molding around it. He made 2 golden rings for it under its molding crown, on its 2 ribs, on its 2 sides, for places for poles with which to carry it. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense of sweet spices after the art of a perfumer. Exodus chapter 38. He made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood. It was square. Its length was 5 cubits, its width 5 cubits, and its height was 3 cubits. He made its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns were of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. He made all the vessels of the altar, the pots, the shovels, the basins, the forks, and the fire pans. He made all its vessels of bronze. He made for the altar a grating of a network of bronze under the ledge around it beneath, reaching halfway up. He cast four rings for the four corners of bronze grating to be places for the poles. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. He put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar with which to carry it. He made a hollow with planks. He made the basin of bronze and its basin of and its base of bronze out of the mirrors of the ministering women who ministered at the tent, the door of the tent of meeting. He made the court for the south side southward. The hangings of the court were fine twined linen, 100 cubits. Their pillars were 20 and their sockets 20 of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. For the north side, 100 cubits. Their pillars 20 and their sockets 20 of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. The west side were hangings of 50 cubits. Their pillars 10 and their sockets 10. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. The east side, eastward, 50 cubits. For the hangings for one side were 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And so for the other side, on this hand and that hand, by the gate of the court, were hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. All the hangings around the court were of fine twined linen. The sockets for the pillars were of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and the fillets were of silver. Their capitals were overlaid with silver. All the pillars of the court had silver bands. The screen for the gate of the court was the work of an embroiderer of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. 20 cubits was the length, and the height along the width was 5 cubits, like the hangings of the court. Their pillars were 4, and their sockets 4, of bronze, their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals and their fillets of silver. All the pins of the tabernacle around the court were bronze. These are the amounts of materials used for the tabernacle, even the tabernacle of the testimony, as they were counted, according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that Yahweh commanded Moses. With him was Oholiab, the son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver, and a skillful workman, and an embroiderer in blue, and purple, and scarlet, and in fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work and all the work of the sanctuary, even the gold of the offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The silver of those were counted on of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A beka a head, that is, half a shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone who passed over to those who were counted from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men. The 100 talents of silver were for casting the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil. 100 sockets for the 100 talents, one talent per socket. From the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars, overlaid their capitals, and made fillets for them. The bronze of the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. With this, he made the sockets to the door of the tent of meeting, the bronze altar, the bronze grating for it, all the vessels of the altar, the sockets around the court, the sockets of the gate of the court, all the pins of the tabernacle, and all the pins around the court.